Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
When you help people without any thought of what you get out of it, you're investing in heaven's bank. Laying up treasure in heaven is the way Paul put it. One of the reasons we invest so little in the currency of heaven is that heaven is out of sight. We want dividends now, not later. Neither do we make a connection in our thinking between investing in the lives of people here and getting credit in the bank of heaven. Jim Tuohy learned that when he had several days for a stopover on a trip and when he was in Calcutta. He had always wanted to meet Mother Teresa. So the U.S. Senator Mark Hatfield, the man he worked for, arranged for him to meet Mother Teresa, then 75 years of age. In the course of their brief meeting, she asked, "Have you seen our home of the dying?" He had not, so she arranged for him to visit there in the afternoon. Upon his arrival, he met with the director's Sister Luke and mentioned that he was there because he had met with Sister Teresa in the morning and he was there to see the work. Disregarding his white shirt, starched collar and tie, she handed him some cotton swabs and a bottle of disinfectant. "Here," she said, "go clean the man in bed 46 with scabies." Telling of his unexpected encounter with a dying man, Jim says, "There wasn't the slightest bit of me that wanted to touch anybody sick and dying." He expected to be taken through the home as a VIP, as a spectator, then leave some money and walk away from the unpleasant sights he viewed. But Jim was much too proud to refuse, so he found bed 46 and cleaned the dying man whose flesh was infected. What happened? That experience changed his life and his outlook on the suffering of humanity. Jim eventually invested his entire life in the currency of heaven. He gave up a promising career to touch the lives of the hurting and suffering. When we do what Jesus did, we are investing in the bank of heaven. What did Jesus do? He healed people. He taught. He forgave others. He fed people spiritually and physically. He ministered to the sick and the dying. He lifted up the neglected and fallen, the throwaway people of society whom we prefer to ignore rather than touch. He washed the feet of the disciples. He gave hope to the hopeless. Investing in the bank of heaven goes far beyond dropping a little money in the collection plate at church or mailing that business reply envelope back with a check to your favorite charity. Jim Tuohy learned what Mother Teresa already knew, that the greatest satisfaction in life comes through serving others, not in satisfying the desires of the flesh. Included in our focus should be the hungry, the homeless, the orphans, the widows, those who are in prison, immigrants, and people who just don't quite fit into society, the sick and the afflicted, the throwaways of society, the wretched individuals who are dirty and downcast, the losers of life who make us uncomfortable. Telling of that incident in Calcutta, which was a life-changing experience, cleaning the scabies on the man in bed 46, Jim Tuohy says that he saw Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poor, using the phrase Mother Teresa used so often. Yes, Christian ministry is made possible by the gifts of God's people. Nothing wrong with that. But going far beyond that, touch someone whom you would prefer not to touch, and when you do, you are laying up treasure in heaven. Making a difference turns trash into treasure and gives you a connection with heaven itself.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.